I'm Lauren Murphy, singer-songwriter, based out of Fairhope, Alabama. My website is laurenmurphymusic.com. I play with a local band called The Psychedelics, and you can check me out and come hang with us soon. You are listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because chew rhymes with stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Here, folks. How y'all doing this morning?
How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, in the future, why don't you wait until the mics are turned on to start talking?
He was waiting for me to say mics are hot.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
and I took a look across the table and decided, no, I'm not going to say that this morning.
No, the mics are not hot this morning.
I got a little headache this morning. Starting the day with a little headache.
Hangover.
So where'd you drink?
Just wine.
No, I didn't say what.
Oh, where? Oh, yeah. Just not much at home.
Oh, okay.
At home.
Yeah.
So that's all. You know.
Sometimes it doesn't take much.
Had some great Italian food and
got to have wine with that.
A lovely lady to share it with and then. Anyway, it was a great evening.
Just think about poor Lou Ann, who had to spend the evening with you.
Poor lady.
She deserves better.
Oh, okay.
not as a partner. Better on a Saturday night. I can't believe you didn't take her downtown to kick up your heels.
We didn't want to go out.
And you got to get off the Boone Hill.
Sometimes you just can't do it every night.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't do it every night.
That's true. Finally figured
that out, huh?
Well, I did something this morning I've never done in my 50-plus years on this planet.
What's that?
Woke up in downtown Mobile.
I'd be darned. Yeah.
Were you indoors?
Yes. Yes. Good question, Charlie.
Bench. Well,
yeah. Doing a little staycation this weekend at the Malaga Inn.
Oh, man.
Great place.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Our room is fantastic.
I bet.
Our balcony looks right over Spanish Plaza. And a little view.
See all the bums and
somebody had a wedding at something right next to Spanish Plaza.
Oh.
They had that road closed off and the party spilled out into it.
That's what probably at the Mardi Gras Museum. Mm-hmm. And they do that. You open that side door.
Sounded like they had a great time. It was very festive. It wasn't obnoxious or anything like that. We close our window, we don't hear it.
Yeah.
We kept the window open.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, you would enjoy this. We don't have a patio door to get out to our balcony. We have to crawl through a window. It's a giant window. You only step up about a foot and you duck your head about 6 inches.
Was that because maybe they put the porch on after they had put the window in or something?
I think at one time that was somebody's gigantic house and they only had one door that went out to the balcony that wrapped around it.
Oh, okay.
And now it's not that way, but it's cool. I mean, it's hardly a duck.
No,
it's easier to get in and out of that window onto the balcony than it is to take a tour of the USS Drummond.
I've seen that with a lot of places downtown that have the balconies. Mm-hmm. The windows are so big you can just walk right through them.
Yeah,
once you open them and right out onto the balcony.
Yeah,
Three Georges is that way.
Yeah, and
they don't have a door to go out on the balcony.
Got a couple of rocking chairs out on that balcony. You just sit there in that rocking chair.
Felt like you was at home on your front porch.
Uh-huh, in downtown Mobile.
Rocking chairs are my best friends.
Yeah, so we're playing at being downtown Mobilians this weekend. And it really paid off last night because I came home from work absolutely exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to cook. Can't because, it's a hotel room.
Right.
I don't feel like driving. I'm tarred. Lyft.
Yep.
L-Y-F-T.
And there's another thing called the pedicabs are so cool. I love the pedicabs.
Yeah. I love the air conditioning.
Yeah, well, there's that.
So you know, you've been a fan of Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Tried that in New Orleans, and I've been playing around with Lyft here. As far as I could tell, it's the exact same service, 30% cheaper.
Well, some cars have Lyft and Uber on their cars.
Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah, we just did the Lyft thing. We called a Lyft over to a little place. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It was called the OK Bicycle Shop. And I guess as a bicycle shop goes,
was it okay?
It's okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bet.
But as a Mexican restaurant and a sushi place and a bar, on point.
And late.
Yes, late. That's what we needed, late.
Yeah. I know you asked me about that, but.
I asked you.
Asked me, yeah. But, hey,
hey,
going back to Uber and Lyft real quick, I was out in Sims one time and I used
Sims, Alabama.
I used their method of transportation out there. It's called, I think it's called Goober.
Ox cart.
Anyway.
Nike.
But no, go.
I actually have used Lyft out in Sims. I had to put Heather's truck in the shop to get new tires on it. And I didn't want to stay there all day. I live a half mile away, so I called Lyft and went home.
There you go. Well, let me ask you. You know, I've been hearing rumblings and rumors. There's already three food services that deliver.
And I think, my opinion is, dealing with them, I would only use one.
I've heard that Uber and Lyft have been looking at, I know they do,
yeah,
it,
they
some
do
other
it in other
cities.
Markets. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't know if they started here yet because I'm not in the food business.
Uber
anymore.
Has been trying to get it going here in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have to talk to Uber.
Now, which one would you use? You said you would only use one?
Any yeah.
particular one?
Well, we're not here to do endorsements, and they don't pay for advertising. But
that's true.
It would be one of the locally owned ones.
Yeah. That's definitely that. Mm-hmm. Not that one you
and
have.
And that's not simply because locally owned. Because we've actually got four things. That, you know, there's also Grubhub, and I don't get that at all.
Mm-hmm. Grubhub?
Yeah. Go to our website, place an order, and then go pick it up yourself. Well, why don't I just call the restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't understand. And it's like, oh, well, you could just go here and you can get all the different restaurants. Well, yeah, but I've still got to go pick it up.
Yeah.
So I'd rather deal with the people.
Directly with them.
I think Grubhub may be huge around the country. I think it is huge with people who are just – that don't know what they're doing and just want to use an app to do something.
Well,
I think it's a ridiculous – premise.
I try. I've been hankering. I've had a hankering for pasta for a while now.
Well,
so I decided to fulfill my hankering. And
little Olive Garden action.
No.
The Fazoli's. Do you find a Fazoli's still
there? Don't be getting down on my Olive Garden.
But let me tell you, I wasn't going to go there. But I was going to give another place a try because it was going to be on my way, sort of, to West Mobile.
Right.
So I tried to get a hold of this place that's in over on Rue Drive or
Duru Drive,
yeah. Whatever it's called, in that little shopping center there.
Yeah, I know the name.
But
can I say the name?
Well, they wouldn't answer their phone. All the phone numbers I had on them that were on their Facebook page, the number on the Facebook page, the operator come on after it rung about four or five times, says, "We're sorry, but this number has been changed to an unlisted number." and so, okay, restaurant doesn't want you to call them, so I went on to, like, Yelp and all that, and they had a different phone number. And I Googled it and had a different phone number. So I called that number, and all it did was ring, 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 ring. So anyway, I go, well, Jesus, you know what? One of the best Italian places in Mobile for pasta is right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we had their owner on not too long ago.
Yeah.
Back to back. Yeah, back to back. So, I ordered, placed my order and went and picked it up, and it was steaming hot still by the time we got home. I got to Luann's house with it. It was delicious.
So, instead of using the chain, because you couldn't get through the chain because the chain was, you know, disconnected with local employees and local customers, you went with a local thing and got exactly what you wanted.
Exactly what I wanted, at a great price, great food. I got the Fruit of the Bar. And
Fruit de Mare. Fruit of the sea.
Right.
The bounty of the sea.
And it was so good. And I'm going to tell you, I got the small bowls. I got the small servings. And it was still enough for two people.
Mm-hmm.
But I got Luann, I got her the shrimp.
Did you say where you went?
Pizzeria Delfina.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Pizzeria Delfina. Where is there else to go downtown when you want Italian food?
There's Pizzeria Delfina.
That's all I know. They answer their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and those meatballs. Oh.
Well, you may have to stay away from the marinara and the spicy meatballs.
It's a one of away. Spicy meatballs.
Yes, yeah. It is. But I'm not that young anymore.
You hadn't been that young for a long time.
My digestive system don't like it anymore. But anyway, it was delicious, and we still got more left over for today. I'm gonna go get some scallops today.
Yeah,
yeah, so we're gonna put it with that.
Yeah, we went all Mexican last night at the bicycle shop because mm-hmm. we're gonna do some sushi today.
Cool.
We already got that planned out.
So. All right.
343-0106.
And they can text to that number. I hear.
You sure can.
Supposedly,
I heard that.
Game doesn't stop.
Neither should you.
Wherever you go, the game goes too, using the enabled FM chip in your phone and the Next Radio app.
The Next Radio app brings real FM radio to your phone.
Just plug in your headphones and listen to the Next Radio app, and you'll save major data and battery life compared to streaming apps. And there are no blackouts, so you never miss the games you love played on your local FM radio station. Download the Next Radio app to enhance your radio listening experience. And keep going. With no blackouts and restrictions, the game follows you. Your favorite team, host, and commentator go with you.
The best thing is, it's all totally free. No subscriptions, no fees. Get off the sidelines and download the Next Radio app today, free.
Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'd like to get a quote on my homeowner's insurance.
I didn't hear the secret knock.
I did the secret knock.
Of course, it's pretty loud in here. Could you do the secret knock again?
I suppose, but...
On second thought, it's really late, and I don't like giving quotes after hours.
But I learned the secret knock and everything.
Oh, all right.
Okay, here we go.
That's not the secret knock.
You didn't let me finish.
Even I know it's more than two knocks. Maybe three.
Hey, could you come closer to the peephole?
Okay. Oh, what was that for?
That's for not helping me save money on my insurance. Forget it!
Where are you gonna get help with your insurance at this hour?
I'm calling Jack Green after hours.
Business, home, or auto. When you need a quote right away, you can reach Jack Green after hours.
No secret knock?
Nope.
After hours, call Jack Green, 767-6550. 767-6550.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu.
That was a mouthful.
That's us.
That is us.
That's us. She's talking about us.
So what'd you have last night?
I just told you Mexican.
I know, but what?
I had my duck. Tostada.
There you go.
Love that duck tostada. It's one of my favorite bites in all of Mobile.
You got me hooked on that.
Mm-hmm. And beef and pinata. Just wanted a little something else.
Mm-hmm.
We got the chips and salsa with that habanero salsa,
mm-hmm.
the scorching hot one. Oh, that was some good stuff.
Killing me.
Oh, man, it was good. Well, yeah. We had to get into some chewable antacids when we got back.
But
you know.
After the habanero, could you taste anything?
Yeah.
See,
everything.
Kills my taste buds.
I could taste everything.
Everything?
Yeah. And then she got chicken flautas. Flutes. Does that help you? Flutes.
I love flautas. I like beef. I like the beef.
Yeah.
I like it a little chewy. And it is chewy.
Yeah, and I like it to taste like beef.
Yeah, exactly.
Because chicken tastes like nothing.
And I don't like when they say beef and you end up getting ground beef.
I do like ground beef, though.
Well, but...
But beef should be ground.
Not
beef.
In a flautas.
If it's not ground, then it's steak.
Yeah, that's what I want, steak.
Yeah, well, then you should order steak.
I do.
Next time you're at the Taco Bell window at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Behind Charlie.
Yeah, because you've been to another Grateful Dead concert.
I used to love that commercial. You know, they do the Macho Man song, but it's Taco Bell. Taco, taco, Taco Bell. Don't you remember that?
No.
And
no,
the little chihuahua. Either. And the little chihuahua. We're doing a lot of impersonations this morning.
Oh. Anyway. Sounds like an alternate universe.
You know,
a friend of mine once gave me some advice, Charlie. If you ever find yourself in an alternate universe, run with it.
Run with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In order to go.
But anyway, I am so excited we got less than 4 weeks till real football gets here.
Real football.
Then we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, because we...
Sudden,
we're just sitting here going, what can we talk about till football season on our food and wine show?
Everybody asks, what y'all going to talk about this Sunday? What you going to talk about? Well, I don't know. We'll know when we get there.
Yeah.
It just seems to happen, though.
We need to get ready to talk about tailgate food and stuff like that.
Yeah. We'll get ready. Now, we are going to have a guest a little later today. Remember, our good buddy Billy Hyland from the floor of Bama.
Yeah.
And when Billy comes on, we'll let you... we'll let Billy explain why he's on here, but it was very important to me to have Billy on. He's especially through the accident, the recovery, and everything. Billy, along with Chris Sherrill when he was with Floribama, and John Gibson when he was down there with them, and a lot of those people down there, they just treated me like family, took care of me, especially Billy. And it's because of Billy that I was in World Food Championships last year competing. And Billy needs a little help, so we're going to have Billy on to talk about it.
Cool.
And but right now we got a call. JP is on the phone. JP, what are we talking about this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope y'all are doing well. Hope the good Lord gives you a great day.
Well, thank you.
And you too.
Might be interested. If they're not, you'll excuse me. I know a couple who's been around this planet for about, well, not this planet, but in marriage for 65 years. I just thought I'd pass on a little bit of my experience along that line. First of all, most of us, I guess, when we get married, say, I will forever plus. Anyway, that's the idea. Pray. Talk to the Lord a lot. Be patient. And if things come up that seem like are impossible to conquer, talk to somebody, professionals, ministers, whatever, before making a decision that might affect a lot of people, including children. That's just my advice, and I hope that if anybody tries that and not doesn't succeed at first, try again. Gentlemen, I won't keep you guys too long. I appreciate the time, and it's nice talking to you all.
Appreciate well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thanks,
some
JP.
Good words right there. Absolutely. That I think all of us can live from.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, there's a new place over here on Airport Boulevard.
Is it a new chain restaurant?
I don't know if it's chain or what.
I asked Charlie.
It could be. It could be. Well, I think they just opened. It's a Hawaiian theme. And it's open right here at McGregor in
Will that be a airport. First for our area?
For Hawaiian food, yeah. They even have Spam on there.
Heck yeah, let's go.
All right, I'm all
do
in.
It, son.
I'm trying to pull it up, what the name of it is. And
kind of hard to plug it.
Interesting thing about the Hawaiian language. Every vowel, oh, school teacher Charlie over there, every vowel is pronounced as a syllable. Mm-hmm. That's why Mike is very good at pronouncing it correctly. Poke Luau Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Poke Luau Mobile, and they have Spam on their menu. And you
apparently
can get it
they
in
have Pokey, too, because it's in the name.
Well, is it Spam and pineapple, I hope?
It is. They have a beef, chicken, and Spam, and they have a variety. They have
Spam sushi?
they do have pineapple because that is Hawaiian. And
Charlie, do you know what the most popular meat in Hawaii is? Spam. It absolutely is.
Is that because everything has to be imported?
No, not really. Now, but during pre-war and World War II occupation, the U.S. military brought over a lot of spam to feed the soldiers that were based there.
And it wasn't all that good then, I hear.
I think it's fantastic now.
I do too.
But that was really a lot of the first introduction that the locals there had had to pork.
Yeah.
Well, quick meal, slice some spam, throw it in a skillet, and you're done.
Incorporated their spam stir fry, spam sushi. They do spam all kinds of way in Hawaii. Any way you can imagine spam, it's done that way in Hawaii, which is something that a boy from Alabama can get on board with.
Sure.
Well, if anybody goes by there and eats, give us a call and let us know what you thought of it. But it probably is a chain, but it's something new and different.
Did you ever find the name?
It's Poke Luau.
Poke Luau.
And
where?
It's right there at the corner of the McGregor and Airport. What did it used to be? I don't know. Something's not there. Because a lot of those shops moved down so they could do all the remodeling.
So is it in Pine Brook?
Yeah, it's in Pine Brook.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right behind that ice cream, whatever. That used to be a Krispy Kreme.
Down from the new China Doll.
It's further down. It's further down.
Well, he knows his chain's locations.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Well, China Doll's good. It's just I don't like...
I like their sauces.
When I have fried shrimp, I want them peeled, except for the tail. They fry their shrimp with the shell on.
Uh-huh.
And
Eat the head, too. The fried head of shrimp's one of the best things we have on the Gulf Coast. You know what it tastes like?
Fried fish head or shrimp head.
You ever heard of soft shell crab?
Yeah.
Tastes just like soft shell crab, only a heck of a lot cheaper.
I've only had a few of those, and only one of them's ever hit a home run with me.
Well, you know, soft shell crab is a hit or miss thing. You either love it
or I love it when I've had it right. When I've had it fried. Prepared, yeah. Well, right.
I've actually used one in paella and just steamed it, and it was very good.
Yeah. Just it's like sometimes people just get old roasted peanuts and try to boil them.
You can't boil a roasted peanut. It's already cooked.
I've seen people do that. They don't know what they're doing.
They ain't got no home training.
They ain't from around here.
They ain't never been to an Ole Miss football game at the Grove because those folks boil some peanuts.
They do.
I never have liked boiled peanuts. I guess I grew up on them roasted.
You know where I learned to love them was actually at an Auburn game in the 90s.
Yeah.
That was very cold that night, and a buddy of mine said, I'm going to go, you know, to the restroom. When he came back, he had this great big cup full of boiled peanuts. It was about 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We started eating those hot boiled peanuts. I was like, yeah, I get this now. This is the good stuff.
I've been to some good parties in Midtown that they have the Cajun boiled peanuts.
I bet that's good, too.
Yeah, they were.
I had a friend who used to put everything in Cajun boil. That's what her Christmas gifts are. She goes and gets fresh hams and boils them in Cajun boil and then wraps them and gives them to people.
Now, that's different from crab boil?
Well, it's the same thing, yeah.
Kind of. Basically the same thing.
Boil out of the South is not Cajun. It's more Chesapeake Bay style, which is not bad either.
No.
Yes.
I mean, it's just loaded with Old Bay, and that stuff's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Do love Old Bay.
Yeah. And great on chicken.
What was it, Cavendish's?
Cavendish's.
Cavendish's, yeah.
Greek seasoning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cavendish's and Old Bay. Mix those two together. Bam. It's delicious. Dang. On everything.
Hey,
eggs, everything.
You will owe Emeril Lagasse 37 cents if you say that. Oh. Speaking of Emeril Lagasse, down at Fisher's this weekend, and did you see Chris Sherrill went up there and presented his recruiting letter from Johnson & Wales that was written by Emeril Lagasse, by Emeril Lagasse, the chef at the new Emeril's restaurant in New Orleans.
No, I didn't see that.
Because Chris is really old.
Really?
Really old.
He is.
Yeah, too. Nah, Chris is 10 years younger than I am. Emeril, you know, Bill Brien worked for Emeril before coming here to Fisher's. And when they did the first, what is it, Summer Grace? Is that what they called that series? The chef series?
Mm-hmm.
At Fisher's. And Emeril did the first one. And then they kicked it off this year, and Emeril came out again.
Huh.
And you know, Bill, just saying, Johnny Fisher, just, you got a chef right here. I ain't got nothing to do. Just give me a holler.
Give me a holler.
Yeah, give me a shout out.
There you go. All right, we got to go on break. When we come back, we're going to have
Billy
Hyland.
One of my good pals.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time. Starting with huge flavor. Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage. Fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get two for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charboiled beef sliders layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
They're hey, two old Marines with just a little bit to say.
The question is, have the VSOs become part of the system? Have they forgotten they're supposed to advocate for the veterans and not abdicate that responsibility?
The First Amendment right to say it.
I mean, come on.
And the fighting spirit to keep it.
They're a tool of the war machine.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, Scuttlebutt Network Radio, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Oh, that is a fabulously talented young lady.
Hey, Stu.
World Food Championship competitor. She's a food champ.
She is.
What, you got a question for me, Mike?
Yeah, Taxman wants to know where he can get a really good hot dog.
Chi-Town Dogs on Hillcrest Road at Greelot. Yeah. It is the actual Vienna hot dog that they serve in Chicago. The bun is from Vienna. The relish is from Vienna. The sauerkraut is from Vienna. It is as authentic a Chicago dog as you will get in the lower on the south side of Chicago.
I love Chicago. It's my kind of town.
Can I jump in real quick? Sure. I found a place, and I don't even think it has a name. It's on Old Pascagoula Road, just west of Carroll Plantation, on the right going out. Half of the business is like a postal service with a bunch of post office boxes and stuff. The other side sells shaved ice with about 800 flavors and hot dogs.
Yeah, there is. It does have a name, and I'll be out that way today. And I'll see it because I've got to go to that
and
store
next week
out there.
Know
you know where
is.
I'm talking yeah. about.
I know where exactly it's at. But
and
right.
We went around there the other day and had hot dogs and slushies for lunch, and it was great.
All right. Hey, we got a caller.
Yes, we do. This is a fine chef on the line here, a World Food Championship competitor. Chef Billy Hyland is on the line. Good friend of mine, a culinary brother, part of this wonderful community of chefs we have here on the Gulf Coast. Good morning, Billy. What say good morning the way
good
you
morning,
say it.
Chef.
Good morning. Now, Billy, we got you on because you got a little situation to discuss, and we're all trying to help you out because you have helped so many others. It's time the rest of us paid it back to you, brother. So tell us what's going on in your life right now.
Well,
the last 2 years, my wonderful significant other, Paige, has been going through some terrible medical issues, and as we most of us know, the health system in America isn't the greatest. It isn't the worst. As I tell everybody on the daily basis, you know, when you think you're having a bad day, look around, and there's people out there that's in worse shape than we are. But bottom line is Paige was diagnosed with thyroid cancer almost a year ago. And before that, about 8 months prior to her being diagnosed, we had been to several doctors. Nothing's wrong. And she was misdiagnosed on several occasions. She had a thyroid surgery. Everything started looking up, and then all of a sudden she took a turn for the worse. We found out her hemoglobin was at a 6, and most the human body is supposed to be at a 12. Her iron levels had dropped to a 2. She had to have 9 iron transfusions.
I have had
which,
those,
again, the
and I could tell
insurance company wouldn't touch.
Yeah.
We all pay high premiums every month to these insurance company, and at the end of the day, this past Tuesday, she was supposed to have another surgery because they had found a 6-centimeter mass on her uterus. They also believe she has cervical cancer, and they're going to go ahead and do a total hysterectomy.
Right.
So we show up at the hospital last Tuesday morning. Every doctor she sees in Baldwin County accepts her insurance. Her surgery was booked June 22nd. We're supposed to have it July 24th. We get there last Tuesday morning, and all of a sudden, the hospital does not have a contract with her insurance company. Hmm. Now, mind you, this surgery went through 5 different people in order to book it properly,
right?
To schedule it. And so we show up, and they're like, hey, well, we need $3,500 cash or 10 grand up front, and that'll pay for the surgery. Well, as we all know, in the chef industry, a lot of us do it because it's a passion.
Exactly.
We're probably one of the lowest paid industries and the most high stressful industries in the work field.
Yeah. I mean, what we do in the kitchen is true skilled labor. Don't you agree? We are truly skilled laborers.
Yes. And so when we found out, of course, that this transpired, obviously I was very distraught. She's fought long and hard. We've always supported cancer research. We support our local charities with Operation Reconnect, which, Stu, you know a lot about.
Right, right.
Another great organization. And so when you're told that, you know, hey, unless you have this money, the surgery's not going to happen, and this is a must surgery.
Right.
Her doctor called the CEO of the hospital, and basically it all comes down to money. And I know everybody has to protect themselves, but at the end of the day, it's pretty much become money over health.
Right.
I can remember when we were young, you know, if there was an emergency, you know, you took care of the procedure and you made payments and everything was good.
Right.
And that's just not the way it is today.
Yeah.
So Chef Chris Sherrill set up a GoFundMe page, and at the end of the day, in less than 48 hours, Chris raised the money. So she gets to have her surgery Tuesday morning. We got to be at the hospital at 5:30 a.m.
Yes.
And it's just... It's people don't quite understand until it hits home what cancer patients go through the cost of trying to get the proper treatments. And again, we pay, everybody pays these high premiums to insurance companies, and it's sad that it's come down to in my opinion, money over health.
Right.
Then this past Thursday, I've been having some pretty serious issues with my back, and I go and seen a spine specialist this past Thursday to find out that my L4 and L5 disc in my back are pretty much 100% gone, exposed nerves, and I've got some tough choices to make here in the next couple weeks. As my doctors advised me, that it's probably time for me to step away from the kitchen and there's some real hard choices.
All right. Well, on the GoFundMe page, clearly
yes,
you've
sir.
Got other expenses that are going to be coming up, and people that want to help out, how can they do that, Billy?
I believe you can still go to Chris Sherrill's Facebook page.
Okay.
I can also share the link again this afternoon, or when we hang up. And again, it's not about how much you give. And like Stu said, you know, at the end of the day, you know, once the surgery is complete, there's the medications, the missing of work, the
follow-up.
It just, everything, as we all know, everything snowballs very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if people are able, and like I said, it's not about giving $1,000 or $100. It's any little thing, in anything helps.
Right, it does. And it was a bunch of people giving a little bit that helped so far, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And again, we live in a great community. We have been surrounded by great people that love us and care about us. And of course, at first, you know, Paige is like, man, I really don't think we need to do this. And, you know, I explained to her that sometimes we have to swallow our pride when we need help. And I'm the world's worst about swallowing pride. But I also know at the end of the day, without this surgery, it can only get worse.
Right. Right. And, you know, I learned the same lessons when I was going through my recovery, because I was always one of those that I'm not taking help from anybody. And I got in a position where I physically could not help myself do anything. And I had no choice but to rely
Amen.
On others. And
Amen.
You're right.
And you know,
it is humbling, but it is also heartwarming.
You're a living example of how a simple accident can almost take the human life.
Exactly.
And again, you know, these are unforeseen circumstances that could happen in a kitchen where we love to do what we do and we're passionate about what we do. And, you know, I look back and again, Stu, you're a huge mentor in my eyes, because not just chef wise, but you've gone like through the ringer with your health and, you know, there was a point to where we all thought that Stu was done, and
so did
here
I.
You are, man, making it. You know, competed in the World Food Championship last year, and
going back again.
I seen you with, you know, that you've been up there in Cookeville, Tennessee, with Mike McLeod and Chris Sherrill, and attending the World Food Championship University. And. And, you know, again, Stu, we can't thank you enough for what you do for our community, for what you do for the culinary aspect. I don't think you understand what you mean to a lot of people, brother.
Well, I appreciate that, Billy, and that's very humbling. And you know, I explained before your segment, it was because of you that I got to go to World Food Championships last year. And, you know, that is the community that we have in South Alabama, especially among chefs. And Billy, just, man, I want you to know our prayers are with you, and our dollars are with you whenever we can spare them.
Are there any other fundraisers going on, Billy?
No, sir. We when she had to go to the iron transfusions, we did a big fundraiser at the floor of Bama because the iron transfusions were $850 a piece.
And no
she
fun.
She have nine of them.
Yeah, they're no fun at all.
God bless, you know, the community of Perdido Key, Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Pensacola, that we were able to have that fundraiser. And so we're hoping that Chris Sherrill set a huge goal, and again, I can't, you know, the Robertson family out of West Monroe, Louisiana, made a great donation, and
awesome.
You know,
awesome.
A lot of people don't realize that even though people are on TV, man, they're just people.
They really are. The decades spent in Nashville taught me that people doesn't matter, just because you see them on TV doesn't mean they're not people. They're just people.
That's right.
But Billy, I want to thank you for coming on. I'm going to share the link on our Facebook page so that people can contribute. Again, prayers are with you and Paige, buddy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just for the folks at home, one more time, let me hear it. God bless you, Billy. Thanks for being on.
God bless y'all, man.
Thank you, Billy. Prayers with you,
Mike,
man.
And Stu, y'all rock. And again, if there's anything I can ever do for either one of you, please don't hesitate.
We'll not. Yeah,
absolutely.
Get well,
Billy.
Man. Get well yourself.
Appreciate it. And my package is in the mail, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Stu.
All right. Bye bye.
And I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh oh. I don't like juice. Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh. I don't like juice.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
A fine Cabernet is a drink. But not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me.
As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, this is Patty from the warehouse, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Woo!
Hey, I want to give a couple birthday shout-outs.
Okay, it's your birthday.
Mary Margaret Monahan. What a
it's
name.
My
Mary
birthday
Margaret
too, yeah.
Birthday of the famous T.P. Kropmeyer's downtown. Today is her birthday. Mark Benz over at Yenzer's. Man, that's some great pizza over there at Yenzer's.
Gotta go try it.
It is delicious. The cheese and the ingredients are just splendid. The cheese he uses.
Is it Grana Padana?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I know it tastes good.
Well, how do you know it's not great value?
I don't know. It's just delicious. Does it matter? It's just delicious. Anyway, and a lot of people don't know this guy, Marcus Elizondo. He's a great musician in this town. He always plays every morning at Bob's Diner downtown, every Sunday morning. They're on the sidewalk, on a Sunday morning sidewalk in downtown Mobile.
Mobile.
So, anyway, those are a few birthday shout-outs.
Happy birthday, y'all.
So,
but, Mike, I want to say something real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know we have a website, right?
Do we do?
Yeah, where you can listen to some of our previous shows.
Okay. I've had people ask me that.
Now, work here with me. It's
okay.
Sip and Chew.
Sip and Chew.
At blueberry.com.net.
At where?
Blueberry.net.
Blueberry?
No, I didn't say that. I said blueberry.
Blueberry?
Blueberry.
Oh, blueberry.
Yeah, you know what the – blueberry.
No, what?
You know what the difference is?
What?
It's blueberry without the E.
Oh.
That's how you spell it. B-L-U.
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Burr.
Just leave the E out of berry. B-R-R-Y.
Oh.
Blueberry.
Okay.
Blueberry.net. Sip and Chew.
Sip and Chew.
.blueberry.net. Blueberry.
Okay.
Say it.
Blueberry.
There you go. Blueberry. There's
Burry.
A Y.
Blueberry.
I can't believe you can't speak English.
Blue.
Not your English. I can't speak your
English. That's American English. Maybe your Mississippi English can't handle it.
Okay. Oh. That's like America. That's like
Marca.
America without the A.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Yeah, America.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah. But you can pick up a lot of the past shows, and when I remember to bring my jump drive in next week, I'll get you like a month's worth all at once.
Yeah. We got people asking for those shows.
But we also have the return of one of the great callers of all time in all of talk radio. We have John from Fish River.
John. Hey, John, where you been, brother?
Nursing myself. Self-medicating.
How's that working out for you?
Hasn't been working tequila? Out well at all.
Is that some Kentucky medication?
No, I had an accident out here at Johnny's Smokehouse and Music Hall. We were doing some building and had a timber fall down several feet, a big 16-foot 2x8.
Wow.
Lord. Caught me on the shoulder, been laid up. Can't use my left arm hardly.
Mm,
anyway, I've discovered something that when you go out to eat, you got to eat with your right hand if your left hand isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to a place called Shucks out there on the Fairhope Pier?
Yeah, that's part of the Gambino family.
Yeah. Part of the Gambino family. Rick Gambino has done it up in style,
mm-hmm.
casual style.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on here. Was it last week?
Well, that was Richie.
That was Richie.
Yeah.
That's the father. Did
I had that gumbo that Rick makes or his chef makes, and it is really a good gumbo.
It really is.
It's not. You know, you talked about it, everybody's talking about it, there's 1,000 different recipes for gumbo.
Yeah.
This is one of those 1,000. And it's really good.
Yeah.
It really is good. And you can eat it with your right hand if your left hand isn't working.
Well, you know.
They brought that bowl of gumbo out there. And usually a lot of gumbos are rice and okra, right?
Yeah.
And very little other stuff.
Very little
this
stock.
The other stuff with very little rice. I couldn't believe it. I said, finally, somebody has made and presented to me a bowl of gumbo.
And it is a meal by itself.
There we go. And it should be.
It should be.
There should be enough stock in there and seafood in there. You know, now, I don't call gumbo if it's got chicken in it. It's got to be seafood.
Yeah, seafood and traditional okra.
I got disqualified from a gumbo competition one time because I forgot to put the okra in there.
The only thing that has to be in it?
The only thing it's supposed to be in it. And I forgot to put the okra in it.
Everything else out and still call it gumbo, but you leave that out.
Well, I did. I do a version. It's called lima bean gumbo.
It's good too, John.
And David Holloway says, I don't know about a gumbo, but it's the best lima beans I've ever had.
It should be. Yeah, it should be.
And I use butter beans, and I add a lot of butter to it. But go ahead, John. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That's okay. I just really wanted to mention that. My brother came down from Birmingham, and I just had a taste for gumbo. And I suggested, let's go out there to Shucks. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, Shucks.
And we've been going there. Went there for our anniversary. Linda and I had our anniversary and went out there just casual stroll.
Yeah.
It was a perfect night in the Gambino style.
Well, let me ask you real quick before the show ends. Have you ever had potato salad in your gumbo?
No, I haven't. But, you know, I've heard of that, and I know they do it in Louisiana.
They do it in Pascagoula, too.
Yeah. Potato salad.
Along the Mississippi Gulf Coast, they do that. Wow.
Yeah. Well, John, it's good to hear from you. Let me give you a little advice on this whole eating with your right hand thing, since you clearly were deformed at birth and they didn't fix it.
Yeah.
But soups aren't supposed to be eaten with a spoon. You're supposed to pick the bowl of it and drink from it. And I don't know where Europe got this in their head that we needed a utensil for that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, John, we got to go. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see if we can get this other guy on here.
Soon.
Let's get Mike here on the phone. Hey, Mike,
real quick, Mike, what you got for us?
Yeah, the best hot dogs on the Eastern Shore at Battles Wharf Mini Mart. You can't go wrong. Chili dogs.
You're right. You're absolutely right on the Eastern Shore. I love that little place.
Okay,
it's awesome. All right, man. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for chiming in with that, Mike. We got all kinds of hot dogs you could choose from now, Taxman.
I'm a hot dog guy. I love hot dogs. Every now and then, I'll pull in one of those chain places.
Go try the icy place.
And I'll go to the
And let's not forget Colonel Dixie.
Al's Hot Dogs.
Al's Hot Dogs on the airport. Colonel Dixie still does a good hot dog.
They do.
Yeah. But really I'm telling you, Chi-Town, if you have... Here in the South, we were done a disservice. We were taught that bologna shaped like a wiener was a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian's and Oscar Mayer don't make hot dogs.
Yeah.
They don't make wieners. They make bologna shaped like a hot dog.
All right, guys. Got to support local, be local by local. And Stu. Yeah.
Woo!
Provolone.
Provolone. Tiny bubbles. Hey.